Hi, my name is Clinton, and I'm 11 years old, and you're listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Clinton, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day 3 of the Composer is Dead week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll check in with our deadly Quizlet later in the show. Being a composer is murder, at least according to Lemony Snicket. Yesterday, the string section had a lot to say about why they did not kill the composer. The violins get all the fancy stuff. The violas are too busy feeling sorry for themselves. And the cellos and basses are too busy counting to 3 to kill anyone. Nathaniel Stuckey is our composer. Lemony Snicket, the author and narrator. Performers are the San Francisco Symphony, conducted by Edwin Outwater. Today, the inspector continues in his determination to find our killer, starting with the woodwinds.
"You all have very good alibis," the inspector said, taking notes in his notebook. "But the composer is still dead." "Perhaps the murderer is lurking in the woodwinds. Where were you last night, woodwinds? Speak up! Speak up!"
"We were doing bird imitations," said the flutes, the shiniest and highest pitched of the woodwinds.
"It seems like that's all we ever do. Whenever the orchestra needs a bird, there we are."
"Aha!" the inspector cried. "Perhaps you murdered the composer for making you act like birds."
"Don't make us laugh," the flutes cried. "We're much too wimpy and high-pitched for murder."
"Ask the reed instruments. They're much sneakier than us."
"Sneaky?" said the clarinets. "We're not sneaky. By the way, Inspector, that is a very handsome jacket you are wearing."
"Oh, thank you," said the inspector.
"Such shiny buttons," said the bassoons.
"You think so?" the inspector said, blushing slightly.
"And the color is very flattering," said the oboe.
"Really?" the inspector said, twirling around. "That's very kind of you to say so."
"But why are you giggling, flutes?"
"Ignore them," said the first oboe, leaning in close.
"If I were you, I'd question the brass instruments instead. They're a violent lot."
"The brass?" the inspector said, writing in his notebook. "You really think so?"
"You can trust me," the oboe said. "Everyone trusts me. After all, I tune up the entire orchestra by playing an A. Listen."
"You can't argue with that," the inspector said.
The woodwinds are pretty complimentary to the inspector. Are they being a little sneaky, maybe? But Then the oboes do tune the entire orchestra. That makes them pretty trustworthy. Could it be the brass? Our inspector will interview them tomorrow. All right, kids commuters, time now to check in with our murderous creepy Quizlet for the week. The question is, our author, Lemony Snicket, Daniel Handler, is most famous for a series of rather odd children's books. What's the name of the series? Here's another hint for you. The series contains 13 books, and the first book in the series is called The Bad Beginning. Do you know the name of this book series by Lemony Snicket? If you do, send it to us in a text message with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack, and you can win one every 30 days. All right, that does it for today's Kids Commute. The inspector will be back tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.